we have just come through Manor Hamilton. We had a really good reception coming into it from one of the local primary schools. Came out and they had Ireland Call playing, and they were chanting and cheering. So it's a lovely start to the morning.
What sort of reaction have you got on this Miles to Mayo challenge?
I think the reaction so far has been incredible. You're coming across through Newcastle, right, Newry, then Monaghan, and across in Enniskillen. Just the amount of people have come out, and probably, I think the real flattering thing is on the real small back roads, is that nearly every house someone has come out, possibly through some of the bigger towns. There hasn't been as many, but you know, there's a lot going on in those towns. I get that, but certainly the like of Mayo Bridge and Keady and Newton Hamilton were incredible. And then now Manor Hamilton this morning. The receptions were absolutely fantastic.
And for the Sligo leg of your journey this afternoon, Rory, I gather you may have some company.
Yes, Rob Carney is joining me at some stage along the route, so I'm looking forward to catching up with Rob. And I think it's, for me, it's very important that Rob's here, because I think it's that message that it's not just about Ulster, where Daisy Lodge, Newcastle is, or Mayo, where the proposed site is. So this is Ireland, this is, and especially in around Dublin, you know, the Crumlin Hospital will send and refer all of their patients there. There isn't the care in the Republic of Ireland outside of the hospital that there needs to be, and that's really why we're doing this. Daisy Lodge, Newcastle services all of the north, but this is about building something in the west that can service the whole of the Republic of Ireland, and that Daisy Lodge and Newcastle don't need to say no to six of the seven families from the south, because they just can't have enough room for them, that they can say yes to everyone and cover the entire island. And with Rob coming up from Dublin, I'm hoping that that message will get out, because this is a real issue that needs to be solved right across the island. But there's a bit of tongue-in-cheek, a guy shouted in one of the villages, "Oh, I can't support you, I'm from Munster." And you kind of go, well, you know, people from Munster, unfortunately, their kids are as likely to get cancer and need this sort of support as the ones from Ulster, Connacht, Leinster, and that's the real problem. And that's what we need people to really listen to now, that just because of the route we're walking along that, the support's been fantastic, but we need the entire island to realise that is for everyone.
Well, indeed, and we know people can make a donation on the Cancer Fund for Children website. What is your planned time, day of arrival in Mayo, Rory, finally?
We will get to Cong in County Mayo on Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. And I know there's a lot in terms of reception organised there, so really looking forward to that, and really looking forward to sitting down. Maybe I'll pay the Guinness or something.
Well, I'm sure you'll have earned it. You are a fit man throughout your sporting career, Rory, but I'm sure this walk, these hundreds of miles, is asking a few questions of you.
It is. It's very different to what, you know, I would have trained with rugby for short bursts, you know, 60, 80, 90 minutes if we're training. And then it's off the feet and recover, whereas, you know, the first day was 8.5 hours, and Everton's been between 6.5 and 8 hours since. And it gets a long time in your feet, just walking and walking. And so it's very different, and it's very challenging. And when the sun comes out, the problem is when you stop, your head's still warm because of the sun, but your body temperature drops, and you almost feel you're going into shock. Your joints ache, but like, I think when we're joined by service users along the way, and families, and obviously the good friends and sponsors, it just takes your mind off of them. You get to talk, and you get to sort of walk miles without thinking very much, but like this interview now, Austin, and you focus on something different. And that's the big thing. And I think I've been trying to learn to cope in the evenings with, you hear some really, really, it's very intriguing and interesting, and the stories that you really, as a father, you don't want to be involved in, because you want your kids to be fine. It's trying to unwind at the end of the day after that can be difficult, because you feel so much for these kids, and especially when you see how full of life they are. Like, you just want to cherish that life, but unfortunately, the case is that that isn't always the way it is, and that can be hard sometimes.